This is Bodie McCoy with the Six Heart Dance, the second class. And in this class, we're going to look at the first word of this dance, which is negating. Now, in one sense, negating is just saying no. And here's a teaching that goes with this particular area. And it's this. Jesus said, "Let your communication be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this is not of the Lord." Okay. Now, in our lives, part of what prevents us from having heavenly lives, which is the theme of this level, in heaven. How do you be in heaven? How do I get in heaven? Be in the moment, in the present. And what happens is we have people all the time saying, well, you know, would you like to do this? Or I need you to do that. Or you can't do this. Or these are our interactions, our life interactions. In a certain place, when you become an adult and you become responsible to yourself as a spiritual being, your advancement out of a particular pattern of interaction into a new and higher level, which we all seek and desire, requires, amongst other things, that we learn to say no. Now, what happens when we say no is that the world says to us, this person, this situation says, why? Why not? You've always done that in the past, or why not? It seems reasonable to me. That is not of the Lord. Why not? Because my heart says no. My heart hasn't given me a reason. It's just said, no, I don't want to do that. I'm not there anymore. And what happens when we do that? Well, it's called emotional blackmail. Well, if you're not going to do that, if you're going to say no to me, then I'm not going to like you anymore. And most often, at that point, people back down. Okay, fine, if it's that important to you, blah, blah, blah. And what's just happened there? You've betrayed your own heart. You've betrayed your own destiny. Betrayed your own inner guidance system. Now you're outside of that inner guidance system and you wonder why things don't go right. When you say no and they say why, and you just say, well, I just don't feel like it. Better yet, the next word here is affirming. I have something to affirm. This is what I need to do with that time. This is what I want to do with that energy. But when they say why, really, I don't feel like it, is good enough. It's like, that doesn't feel right to me. When the emotional blackmail comes in, and it's like, well, if you're not going to do what I want you to do, then I'm not going to like you anymore. You're not going to be invited to my parties anymore. You're not going to be my friend anymore. When that starts to happen, just know that that's how you are clearing the decks to move into a new life, a new kind of living, a more heavenly experience. It's hard because what we are programmed to in this life is very, very powerful. And it is the knowing in our spirit that we are one. We are one with each other. We are one with God. And what we do, though, is we, in order to honor that knowing of one, we create a tribal reality wherein the group creates its rules, and those rules supersede our individual rules. Well, it is fine to live in a tribe, in a community, we all do. But the rules, which are all about yes, do this, and no, don't do that, affirming and negating, those rules should be to serve your purpose. If they're not serving your purpose, then maybe you need to find another community, another tribe. Maybe it's time for that. Just because you were born into a particular tribe does not mean that that's where you belong. What creates a tribe is a mutual purpose. And if you're going to devote yourself to being as close to God as you possibly can, which is simply devoting yourself to being, having the best possible life, God is the goodness in every life, in every person. To have the best life is to have the most goodness, to have the most relationship with God in everything. If you're going to devote yourself to that kind of life, then you should find a community and be part of a community that is also dedicated to that purpose. And finding that can be challenging. If you truly, truly are dedicated to it, you will attract to you. And that's really the right way to do it. You will be attracted to other people. They will be attracted to you, and you will find, oh, we have this in common. And a new community begins, or you become part of a community that is compatible with your new level of evolution. But to enter into that newness, that more heavenly experience, you must be free to say no. No, I don't care to do that. No is how we create the space for something new. It's not a negative thing. It's just what's appropriate. If you've just finished a big meal and are completely satisfied, and a friend calls up and says, hey, let's go out to dinner. I know this great new place. It's like, no, I just ate. Well, they can understand that, usually. But you don't need the excuse. No, because you feel it. No, because you know that's not appropriate for you. As you pray, as you say, Our Father, The length of time that it takes to say this prayer, truly, from your heart, it's less than a minute. So as you enter into this prayer, as you say, Our Father, allow yourself to negate everything else. Don't think about where you got to go in 10 minutes or in a half an hour or about what you did yesterday or what you have to do tomorrow or any other concern. 1 minute, give yourself to God for 1 minute. And for that 1 minute, as you say, Our Father, negate every other thing. Give yourself permission to do that. And watch how powerful your experience is. As you say, Our Father, no to every other thing. As you say, Our Father, say no to all the other roles that you play. For this minute, you are going to just be God's perfect child. Nothing to prove, nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just here now. As you are, say, who art in heaven, look within and say no to all the impulses to look out into your life, to other places. Look within. Be present in this moment. And you may hear your mind complaining, saying, hey, could I, this. Just say no. And be present. As you say, hallowed be thy name, listen only to God. Say no to all the other thoughts, all the thinking. Say no. And it will clear the space for you to just listen to God. As you say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so also on earth. For that moment, for this moment that you're praying, give your heart to God. In less than a minute now, you can go back to your normal life. But for this minute that you're praying, give your heart to God. Open your heart to know His will for you. And you know what happens when He does that? When you do that? He says, what do you want? In order to hear Him ask you that, in order for you to actually answer that question, you have to be free to negate all the shoulds and all the shouldn'ts, all the whys and all the wherefores that come to you from every part of your life. From your mom and your dad and your teachers and your everything. Be free to say no with your heart, for the sake of your heart. You can say something else in less than a minute. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven, so also on earth. What is God's will? That we should be happy. What do you want? What you really, really want, deep, 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 deep down, is to be with Him. For this moment, give yourself that. When you say, give us this day our daily bread, say no to yesterday and tomorrow, all the concerns. Give no thought for tomorrow. Give no thought. That's negating. No, I am present. I am going to consume this day. I am going to enjoy this day. I am going to be at peace in this day. As it is. I'm not going anywhere else but here. As you say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. All you have to do there is say no to the past. No. Yeah, but they, no. But what about no? I am going to be present here now. Yeah, but they No, I'm not going to let them or my memory of them or anything else rob me of this moment, which I will never have again. No, this moment is sacred. It's my moment to be with God. And as you say, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, deliver us from illusions. Just again, say no. No to even the impulse to look anywhere else but here. And as you say, Amen, it is done. Know that as you say, it is done, you are saying no to everything else. It is done. If it is done, then there's nothing else to do. As you say, it is done, enter into the spirit of it is done by negating everything else. Give yourself this moment of rest that is available to you in this word, Amen. Come to rest. Take a brief vacation. Turn off your phone. Turn off the TV. Turn off everything. Turn off your mind. Just be present. That is the beautiful blessing of negating. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It has to do with honoring the deliciousness, the potential, the blessing that is present here and now. The blessings already are. And this is the conclusion of the second class, Sixth Heart Dance. The Dance of Vision.